Let's put this on. We are being recorded now, Rabbi Isai. Those of you who wish to be careful what you say, remember. I think also it says in the mission of us, right? That everything, something like that. Anyway.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So this is as we begin Chodesh Elul. And countdown to Rosh Chodesh, to Rosh Hashanah, okay? This is the time. Tonight we say Lod HaShemayu for the first time in Meirv, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's review again, Baal Peh, what we're talking about over here. So we mentioned the three Remachlaikas, okay? We have Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and the Chachamim. And we have different setups over here. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you have to have 12 amas between each one, plus there was two amas on each side of the what?
Onions.
No. Yeah. Okay. On one side. But the point. The gourds. The point is that the gourd area, you had the one furrow of gourds, which is four amas, in the middle of the eight amas section. So you had two on of plane on each side, and one down and the one down the middle. Okay. And the Chacham son said, no, you have three concurrent onion patches, which add up to 12 amas, as opposed to Rabbi Kiva, who holds Naitesh Surah, it's 2, 2, 2. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. There's an introduction here, introductory notes here in the English, that Rabbi Shmuel said two rows of the onions are uprooted, and in their place, one row of gourds is planted. So we said that the row of the gourds is planted down the middle of the clearing. Now we're going to see that there's actually some machlokas about this. Kahano Amar, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to the words of Rabbi Shmuel, in other words, Lashitas Rabbi Shmuel, is Pomim Shesh Esrei, Pomim Shnei Esrei, Pomim Shmona. Sometimes it's 16 Amos, sometimes it's 12 Amos, sometimes it is 8 Amos. We are on 32b2 at the bottom of the page. B'shoshu noisin kol havim b'fnim. If you place the entire 4 amot work area in the inside of the field, sheish esrei, then it will be 16 amos. You'll see the pshat in a minute. Turn the page to 33a. Turn the page, please, to 33a. We talked about them, we talked about chutz. Some of it's on the inside, some of it's on the outside. Then shnei masrei, then it'll be 12 amos. Kulubi bachutz, if it's all on the outside, shmoina, then it's 8 amos. So now this is very simple. Starting with the first picture. So the first case was when you put all the avodah b'fnim. So what the b'fnim in the picture here below here. So the work areas, which are 4 amos. So you have 4 amos on each side of the two rows of onions. So that's 8 plus 8 is 16 amos. Between the gourds. It's very simple, right? So he's putting, in other words, let's just make it clear what changed over here, right? Remember when I explained it before, we said that we had 2 amas between the row of gourds and the row of the onions, right? So that what's changed here is he's shifting the 2 amas that were on the opposite side of the gourds, he's moving them all over so that you have the whole 2 rows, you're going to have the gourds shifted all the way over to the edge. So it'll be edge of the gourds, the full 4 amas next to that, so you end up with 16, okay? Is that clear? I just want to make sure it's clear what changed over here. Now the second case is more like what we had explained before. This was the setup that we had before. We had the one row in the middle of the 8 amas. So you had two and two on each side of the row of the gourds, and that's how you ended up with 12. As you have the 8 in the middle, 2 on each side, that's 4, and 8 is 12. And then kulam ibachutz, that's where you shift the gourds all towards the inside, all so that the gourds are all next to the onions. So then the distance between the gourds, of course, is just the width of the two rows of the onions. In other words, 8. It's very simple. So you have a choice. Now there are other combinations that you could come up with, right? You could come up with, well, you have one on one side and three on the other side, right? One and a half on one side. You could come up with all kinds of combinations. But the Gemara doesn't offer you all kinds of combinations. The Gemara offers you three combinations. Is that significant or not significant? So in footnote 1 on page 33A of the brackets, I'm sorry, it's footnote 2. Sorry. 2, it says the three arrangements enumerated by Kahana seems to be the only examples as a person could distribute the four amas of work differently. He could leave three amas on one on the inside, one on the outside. So it is possible, though, that Kahana means that these three arrangements are the only ones allowed, because any clearing less than two amas wide is considered insignificant. So that's the point here. The minimum clearing has to be two. So you could have two, you can have four, you can have eight. Something like that.
Two, four, six, eight.
I guess not. Just one second. The minimum is two. Yeah, and yeah, what he's saying is basically, so you couldn't have a one arma a space on all the far left. Because one arma is not significant. It has to be at least two. That's his point. Okay, now that's I mean, when they're calling him Kahana, we don't, never understood why they dropped Rav Kahana from his name. We don't understand that.
Is this the same person?
I don't know, but it seems to me that if you got into the Gemara...
Well, by Akiva, they have R Akiva. They don't have R Kahana.
Yeah, I mean...
R Yishmael.
I don't know. I don't know what's...
Maybe,
what's
there are, maybe there are two famous Kahana brothers.
One a rabbi and one not.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's go on. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, "Olam shtei mesrei." No. This is the way we explain the Mishnah. That's the way it always is, right? Always 12. It's always that set up with two. You know, I'm not going to go over it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Tony Kane is taught so in a Brisa. Kaitzev al derei shneihem. The distance is fixed according to both opinions. The distance between the gourd patches is fixed according to both opinions. Let's see what that means. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shtei Mesrei, 12 Amas. Rabbi Kiva Amar Shmoina, it's 8 Amas. So basically what they're trying to say is that it's each Tana holds his Shita is fixed according to the amount that he's stating here. In other words, there aren't variables here. So that's a riot to Shmuel's Shita, that there aren't variations. That's all it's saying. So the Gemara says,
"Horobi." I don't get it. Shmuel said you always need 12. According to Rabbi Akiva here, 8 is enough.
Wait a second. Shmuel was talking about Rabbi Shmuel. He wasn't talking about Rabbi Akiva. These the first Kahana and Shmuel were both talking about Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. They weren't talking about Rabbi Akiva. I hope you understood that, because if you didn't, then you missed the whole shot and what they were saying. They're trying to explain Rabbi Shmuel's position on how to set up the work area. So we explained it one way when we learned the Mishnah, and what Kahana is saying is that it's possible within the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel to have three different setups. This Brisa is saying, like Shmuel, that there is only one way to learn Rabbi Shmuel, and that is having it with 12. Okay? Ha Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shtei Mesrei. Barabbanan Amrin Shtei Mesrei Ma Beinehem. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then what is the exact difference in the Mishnah between the Shita of the Rabbanan, which is the last Shita in the Mishnah? Because after all, they have 12, they have three rows of onions, which is the equivalent of 12 amas, between the two outside gourds. So what's the difference between their 12 and Rabbi Shmuel's 12? We were mazed with this already, but this is the Gemara is discovering the pshat right now, what we explained in the Mishnah. In other words, you have to speak out this kasha. This kasha is only a kasha according to Shmuel. Why is it only a kasha according to Shmuel? Because if you're going to learn like Kahana, then it's obvious what the difference is between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. What is that difference? Because according to Kahana, Rabbi Shmuel holds from three different types of setups. You could have it with 16, you can have it with 12, you can have it with 8. But according to the Rabbanan, it's always 12. So that wouldn't be a kasha according to Rav Kahana. What's the difference between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shmuel? But according to Shmuel, who holds that it's always 12, what's the difference between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shmuel? So we were masked with this already. We said that the difference is the spacing between the gourds and the onions that Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel, requires there be two amas on each side to have the division between the onions and the gourds. But the Gemara hasn't discovered this answer. It's about to present it to us now. So the Gemara says, smicha. The difference is the placement of the gourds alongside the onions. Al-daited Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Shid Rabbi Shmuel, also l'smoch, you're not allowed to put the onions right next to the gourds. You have to have a two amma spacing. For Rabbanan Amrim, what's l'smoch? They hold, no, you can have it right next to it. So you can have three rows of onions, which are equal to 12 amas of onions, and then right away you could have the, what? Gourds. Have we got that? Is this all clear? I mean, this is, well, if you've been following along the whole time, this is actually repeating myself over and over again here. So if anything, I would think that this would be easy, actually, for you guys. Is it okay? You know, I don't know. You know, Dov, is everything okay? Yeah? Tell me if I have to be masmered again. I'm happy to repeat it if anybody wants it repeated. Guys online, you okay? Chaim, Tzvi?
Yeah, sounds good.
You're okay, sounds good. Okay, we're on Lama Gimel on the base. Starting a new halacha. This is the final Mishnah of the Perek, I believe. I think so. Okay. Yeah. Karachas HaKerem is not Flam and Hay. So that's coming up. Okay, the last B'Yarek. Let's suppose you want to, we're talking now about a single gourd, okay? The las, you have a single gourd planted next to a vegetable. Kiyark, it's like any other vegetable. In other words, there's nothing special about the fact that it's got all these leaves, right? And therefore, all you need is a gap of how much?
Six
tefachim. Ubitfor, even though you only have a single gourd, but we said when you have gourds and tefuah, you gotta have a base roiva, quarter of a kav, yeah. 1/24th of a sot, right? If his field was planted with grain, now we've gone from the single gourd to the row of a gourd. So if you wanted to plant in the middle of the wheat field a row of gourds, noisin la avoida shisha tfach, al avoidasa shisha tfachim, then you give a work area of six tfachim. Then higdila, if the row of gourds started to grow larger and they spread into the six tefach gap, yakar milfaneha, yaprut the branches in front of it. So we mentioned this the other day, that if you at the time of the Netiyah it was good, and then subsequently it grew out. We had mentioned the Svar, maybe because the Shas Netiyah was good, you don't need to worry about it later on. Here it's clearly stated not like that. You at the time of the Netiyah you had enough room, but if it starts spreading out, you gotta either cut off either end, one end, right? So you notice, this is very important to that the difference here between a row and a single gourd. So let's look at three, because this is a very important note. The previous case discussed a single gourd and required a base rova. The Mishnah talks about a row of gourds with grain that's treated more leniently than a single gourd, because a single gourd required a base rova, and here we're saying a row of gourds requires only six tefachim. This is because, and here we go again with appearances, this is because a row appears more distinct than a single plant. So a gap of just six tefachim suffices between a row and the grain. Okay.
like a Maris Ayin thing?
Yeah, it's very much so.
And it's a Raisa?
It's, we talked about that, about whether this really is the Raisa. And we said that most of these cases are not the Raisa, because most of these cases, you're already dealing with stuff which already had been planted. And to be over on the Deoraisa, according to many people, you would have to throw down the seeds at once together. But if you were planting them independently, there wouldn't be a Deoraisa. That seemed to be one of the Mahalchim we said. I think, I don't remember who we said it from. We said that very early on. Yeah. Okay. So, Rabbi Yossi Omer, so he doesn't agree with a six tefachim. He feels that's too little. You need to have dal amos. He doesn't. I wasn't sure whether you need dal amos on both sides, or was it enough to have it only on one side. I wasn't sure about that. Anyway, Omloi. So the Chacham said to him, "Hatach."
Wouldn't you think it should be on both sides? Otherwise,
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, the sixth, unless it's at the edge.
Yeah.
But the sixth, we're here talking about Toch. It says it's in the side, it's in the middle of the field here. It doesn't sound like it's in the edge, right? It says, Vikesh Lita Besocha Shur Shal Diluim. We're talking about it's in the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. So he's going into the field, sixth Tfachim, let's assume on each side. If you hold Dalaramas, then let's assume Dalaramas on each side. Now the Chacham are very upset with him. They say, what are you doing over here? Atak mezumin agefen one lamed dal lamed aleph. Are you going to be more machmir about this case than a case of klei hakerem? And we all know that klei hakerem, if you don't have an actual vineyard, but you had, I think it says that, right? If you have a row of grapevines next to grain, the law is six tefachim is enough. So how could klei hakerem be more kal? How could klei hakerem be more kal than zroim? They has to be the opposite, because klei hakerem, of course, asas b'hanoa, and klei zroim does not. So amalahem. So he answered them, no, that's not such a big question. Actually, we find in other places that the klei zroim are more chomer than the klei hakerem. In other words, you're right. As far as if you're over on the din of klei hakerem, it's going to talk and have a more chomedik and halacha, and it's going to be, one's going to be asur mahana, and the other one is not going to be asur at all, actually. It won't be asur b'achila. But nevertheless, as far as the halachas of harchaka are concerned, we do find more chomeris by zroim than by kerem, the gefen. Matinu shazu chamorim in gefen, shal gefen yichidis. You had a single grapevine, then six tefachim is good enough. In other words, next to a wheat field. But if you put a single gourd, base riva, you required a quarter of a cow, which is much larger than six tefachim. So you see what? You see that it's possible in a dinei harchaka that klei hazroim will be more chomer than klei hakerem. Now we have another shita. So far we have two shitas, right? Mm-hmm. One is six tefachim, one is dalaramis, Yaisi, right? Mm-hmm. And now we have another shita. Kol shloshu diluim lebeis saw. Whenever you have three gourds that are spread out evenly throughout beis saw, yavizar l'tak beis saw. You can't bring any other plants into that beis saw. In other words, that those three gourds are so, I guess, they spread out in such a way that they actually will answer the entire area. Three,
it's going to be planted like a triangle.
I don't know. I thought he brought the email here. Yeah, so at the end of footnote three, since a base saw contains 24 base rovas, a third of a base rova is eight times the spacing required by the Tanakama, right? The Tanakama said you just need a base rova, and he's saying that three of them consume the whole Beisot, right? You got that? He's saying three plants consume an entire Beisot. The previous Shita held that one consumed a base raiva, but that's it. A quarter of a cup. And according to this, it's 24 saw for three or eight for one, which is, whatever. You do the math. He says it's eight times the spacing. Is that right? Eight times the spacing. Yeah, it's eight times. It's eight times the spacing because it's 24 quarter saws, right? In the base, right? In the saw. Yeah, what's that to me?
I'm saying the math is this three plants. The other sheet that holds, you need one to one base row.
Exactly. That's correct. Very well put. Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef, Ephrasim, Yishum Rabbi Yishmael. I love this name. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Hachotef Ephrasim, and it says in the footnote, very interesting, the Melech Shlomo conjectures that Rabbi Yossi's father was called Chotef, the snatcher, because he would snatch any opportunity to perform a mitzvah that came his way. He's a Chotef. That's a wonderful thing to be remembered, and your name remembers your cheshek from mitzvahs. That's amazing, right? So he holds like this. He holds, this is actually...
It's the only time he's mentioned in the Mishnah.
Yeah. Yossi ben Hachotef.
He's the snatcher. So kol shloisha diluam the base core, lo yavizar l'tak base core. So now he's expanded it all the way out to a base core size. So again, this is going to be quite a much. A core is equal to 30 base saw. So imagine this. He's going 3 is going 30 times the amount, or whatever the amount is here. He says over here, there were three gourds throughout an area of 75,000 square amas. Then you couldn't plant anything in the base core. So that's 30 times larger than the original opinion. So one is 8 times larger, one is 30 times larger. Whatever it is, these are extreme measurements. And there's whatever it is, all it is, we have a machlokes here in the Mishnah. And this is where we'll stop for today. We'll continue with Hashem. Moitzi Shabbos at 10 o'clock. We're going to move it back 15 minutes. Okay. All right?
Wonderful.
Everyone have a good Chodesh and a good Shabbos.